This is Pedaling the Pueblo, a project of Living Streets Alliance connecting you to bicycle events and news in Tucson. Hello, and welcome to this episode of Pedaling the Pueblo. I'm your host, Sofia Moraga Franco, Bike Initiatives Coordinator at Living Streets Alliance, and I'm here today with my guest, Anna Zivarts, Director of the Disability Mobility Initiative Program at Disability Rights Washington and author of the book, When Driving is Not an Option, Steering Away from Car Dependency. I know I just gave you a little intro, but can you tell us a bit more about yourself?
Yeah, well, hi. So I am a low vision mom. I grew up in Washington State and I live in Washington State now. But in between, I lived in New York City for many years and spent about a year here in Tucson, which is where I hope to end up someday.
Car dependency is a really big topic. And I'm wondering if you could do just like a brief summary of what this is and some ways that it impacts our communities.
Yeah. Sorry.
Big question.
That is such a big question. I've been thinking a lot about this as I, you know, get to start to travel the country and talk about my book. And, you know, I think it has to do with the ways we design our communities and, you know, the mobility of whose mobility we're prioritizing when we do that. And so right now, our communities are designed in ways that prioritizes the mobility of people who can drive, who are old enough to drive, who have, you know, the physical and mental ability to drive, and who can afford cars and who, you know, are documented or can get a driver's license. And, you know, that's not everyone. There's about a third of the population overall in the U.S. and more in some communities, right? Doesn't have that option of driving for any of those reasons. And so car dependency excludes us.
I was going to ask how we can steer away from car dependency, but you're kind of touching on those points about trying to look at a big picture and including everyone in the conversation. You talk a little bit about that in your book, and I'm wondering if you can just kind of touch on that a bit.
Definitely. So, you know, part of reducing car dependency is thinking about, you know, these big systemic issues that we need to address to make it easier to get around without driving. It's also about bringing voices that aren't currently at the table to the table so that we are really thinking about solutions that work better and are more inclusive. Because right now, car dependency, driving, doesn't really work for a lot of people. And so how do we bring non-drivers to the table? And that's going to take work, and it's going to take changing up some of our assumptions around, you know, what makes someone able or you know, to contribute or a valuable contributor to conversations. And so, you know, what does it mean to actually get community input in a way that's not tokenizing? What does it mean to really intentionally create hiring practices so that we're bringing in voices of people who haven't had the opportunity to be included? And, you know, part of that's about what are we requiring when we think about who is a planner, who is a transportation engineer, who can be elected for office? We struggle a lot, you know, with in my community, right, in Washington State, like, to run for office, the expectation is that you go to all these places and you get there really quickly. And so basically you have to drive. And so anybody who doesn't drive doesn't really have a chance of being competitive. So, you know, those are all things that we need to start to think about.
This has been an episode of Pedaling the Pueblo with your host, Soph, and guest, Anna Zivarts, author of When Driving is Not an Option, Steering Away from Car Dependency. To find out more about Pedaling the Pueblo, visit the program page at kxci.org.